This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you suppose he is right now?
Who are we talking? Your radio partner?
Yeah, yeah. Co-host for the week. where do you suppose he is right now?
Looking for bagels.
Entirely possible. I saw him 30 seconds ago, looking straight back, and his back was to me. And then he started walking back like towards the bathroom area.
You want me to send Jeff to go get him?
No, he's coming right now. I see him right now. He is eating something, though.
I knew it. What do I win?
Well, we'll have to find out what he's
eating. Maybe not. I went specific with bagels, but I knew he was on the loose for something to eat.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out.
It's lunchtime, man.
I know it is. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What were you...
I was getting some information from Ryan about my phone, and then I realized I hadn't eaten yet, so I went to the little candy thing and got a little Hershey's thing. A little chocolate.
A little pick-me-up for Stoney, man.
Yeah,
all right. Hey.
Goes good with my Diet Coke.
Yeah. Good thing it's not Mentos. That could be a big problem.
That'd be a real problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You all see the YouTube videos.
Yes.
Best YouTube video with Mentos has to be Frank Caliendo doing the Morgan Freeman impression while the grandmother is doing the test. The greatest.
YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Yes. Yeah, if you haven't, please do.
And you can YouTube us, too, right now.
You can. You can catch us on YouTube and on Twitch, mm-hmm. twitch.tv. Simply search 97 The Ticket and either, and you can watch us. You can stream the show live with video.
That's right.
And you can stream with the Odyssey app. It's Odyssey, AUDACY. They've got a 24-hour feature. You can with a rewind feature, you can go back 24 hours and hear anything that was said. So if you miss something in the first couple hours of the show, feel free to check it out. Or if you want to hear something from with John and Jim in the morning, you can and Heather, you can check that out as well. So I came across this on ESPN, and this is a different year for the Lions, right? Because they're drafting. It's like a lot like last year in where they're drafting, 28th overall, and we're not used to this. The Lions have always been bad, top 10. You know, maybe they flare up and have a decent season one year, and maybe you're picking at 20, but typically you're drafting in the top 10. But this is a whole different ball game now with how things have changed, and it's wonderful. So with the pick at 28, what do the Lions do? Not necessarily who they draft, but do they stay at 28? Do you move up in the draft, or do you move back in the draft? It used to be we would always say, without question, trade back, trade back. Trade back. Why? Because you get more assets.
Right. But it always seems, and I'm just as guilty as anybody, so many people say trade back, trade back. It's obviously not as easy to trade back as people think.
No, it's not. You have to have a trade partner that's willing mm-hmm. to do that. And almost all the time it has to do with finances and salary cap stuff and why they would do that and players they were looking for and okay, fair enough. You know, if there's a team that is desperate for a quarterback and they want to get ahead of teams, you're in a great position depending on where you're at. But at 28, you're not in any great position to trade back. And frankly, it seems like there's a lot of good depth with the draft this year, specifically on the defensive line.
Correct.
So maybe you don't want to move out of that spot, just let something fall to you. But ESPN had a story today about teams that should trade up or trade back in the draft. And when it came to the Detroit Lions, they said, trade up. Said the Lions, on the other hand, are in a position to be aggressive. With a solid cap situation and excellent drafts under general manager Brad Holmes over the past few years, Detroit has plenty of cost-controlled talent on rookie deals. I count 8 above-average or better players on rookie contracts who will start in 2025. Every team can always stand to add more talent on the bottom half of the roster, but the Lions are one of the deepest teams in the league. It goes on to say, look, free agency, they can still make some, they can still address some things, mm-hmm. like perhaps getting an offensive lineman. They suggest Will Hernandez, which is somebody I've suggested. They say, or a trade for someone like the Browns standout, Wyatt Teller.
Well, that'd be interesting.
But he said that would be a serious surprise if they didn't add one starting caliber guard before training camp begins. Then it talks about the obvious situation with the edge rushers. You've got Aiden Hutchinson coming off an injury, but he should be okay. But on the other side, you got Marcus Davenport, and you know, you release Za'Darius Smith. So what's going to happen here? So it says, it's fun to imagine the Lions moving all the way up in the first round with an all-in move for top-ranked edge rusher Abdul Carter. But that's probably not realistic.
No.
No, it's not. Could they jump from number 28 into the teens for Mike Green from Marshall or Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, though? This might be the time for Detroit to take a bigger swing on that second edge rusher next, especially with Hutchinson now eligible for what will surely be a significant contract extension. So they're actually targeting the edge rusher position, first of all, which I don't think any Detroit Lions fan would have an issue with, because no. we all would look there too, defensive tackle or defensive end, whatever, you know, best player you can get. But ESPN is suggesting the Lions use assets and trade up to get their guy, whoever they identify.
Okay,
as their
guy. Let's say hypothetically they're looking at going from 28 to, I don't know, like 15. Okay, what do you have to give up? Is it? It's not a second, right? It's be a third, correct? They wouldn't have to give up a second round to move up 13 spots, would it? Because I don't know if I would do that. A third, I'd think about it, because I'm looking like the Athletics mock draft that came out today. And also, Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, have the same person at 15, and that would be defensive end Shamar Stewart of Texas A&M. So if you really like him, then maybe you do something like that. Or what I would do is trade down if you can, which I don't think it's you can, but I'd stand pat because you're going to be able to get, allegedly, you know, in this same Athletic draft has the Lions taking James Pierce from Tennessee. Now, I know there are some character questions about mm-hmm. him. Right before him is Donovan Izuriaku from Boston College. Sounds a lot like Unzarike, but it's not. Walter Nolan, who's not an edge rusher, he's a defensive tackle. But there's, and you mentioned this, Gator, this is a deep draft at that position. So whether it's that pick or your second round pick, I think you're going to be able to get somebody at that slot. Maybe Kenneth Grant falls to 28.
Well, then that's in the, and Derek Harmon's another one, a defensive right. tackle.
Now, then if you move likes. Up, it might only cost you a fourth round pick or a fifth round.
So
pick.
The, draft value charts that are out there, and you take them for with a grain of salt, right? Correct. It's a lot like looking at Pro Football Focus.
Right.
It's just a guideline. Doesn't necessarily mean that this is the be-all, end-all. But they have a value of the 28th pick, what the Lions have, at 660. The value at 15, for instance, is 1050, so a 400-point difference, roughly. The second-round pick that the Lions have is worth 300 points.
Oh.
So according to the draft value chart, you'd have to probably give up your second round pick, maybe more, maybe just the second round pick in order to move up from 28 to 15. I'm interested in this, in moving up, because there are some players I'm starting to identify that I think separate themselves as perhaps being better or more versatile and something that would make more sense for the Lions. But players that also may not be available to you at 28. So if I'm looking at that.
At that position you're talking about in particular?
Yes. Like one guy that I think is really interesting is linebacker Jihad Campbell from Alabama. He's interesting because he can be an edge rusher. He can also he plays all situations because he can stop the run. He's very good at doing that. He's got a ton of ability. Alabama pedigree, which I like. But he's also a guy that's looked at as the middle of the first round, maybe even towards 20, and that you can move up and get someone like that. The idea that the article suggests that they can go and get Mike Green from Marshall, I think that there's a separation between some of these players, some of these edge rushers, that you could get at 15 compared to what you get at 28. Not that you don't get value at 28, but you're increasing that value if you move up.
It's funny, in Prisco's draft, he has Green going right before the Lions to Baltimore, and he has the Lions selecting Donovan Jackson.
Yeah, look, you can look at a bunch of mock drafts, and you'll see crazy things all over the place, right? Who's available and who's not available. And it changes by the week. You know, the hot names 6 weeks ago when the mock drafts first started coming out, you could see Derek Harmon or Kenneth Grant available at 28. Sure, sounds great. Now you can't see them.
No.
You don't see Derek Harmon, and Kenneth Grant is like just within reach, but not quite. But nonetheless, the question's out there. If you're the Lions, do you want to, or if you're a Lions fan, do you want to see the Lions move up in the draft to get their guy? Or are you fine just waiting at 28 and seeing what's going to shake out there? Because it is such a deep draft, specifically for defensive line, whether it's defensive end or defensive tackle. I think there's a lot of depth in the secondary as well, with all types of great fits because of speed and size.
Right, including Maxwell Harrison of Kentucky and West Bloomfield High School.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Lions are going to take a cornerback in the first round.
I don't think they'll take a cornerback in a first round unless something slips.
Right.
Or, you know, and which is what happened last year. They saw an opportunity to move up and get their guy, and they did. They jumped at it.
Too early to tell, but how'd that work out based on 1 year?
I like him.
I know, but
I think he's very good.
Would they have been better off taking Cooper DeJean or Sanistreel?
Don't know. I mean, I'm
that's why I said it's too early to tell.
Yeah, exactly. But what would you want to see the Lions do? Would you want to see them trade up, stay where they're at, or trade back? I like being aggressive at this point because you can be aggressive. If you identify the guy that you think is a difference maker, go get him.
It's what you think. It's not what we think or with all the mock drafts think.
Yeah.
Because what I think, I don't think personally, and I haven't looked at every player's video. I've seen a few people. I mean, Shamar Stewart's really good, but is he that much better that it's worth giving up a second-round pick to move up 13 spots? I don't think so.
I'm not sure he is either. I mean, but you have to have real conviction to go ahead and do that.
Any of those guys, yes.
And we know Brad Holmes has been very aggressive when it comes to the draft of moving. Well, he's moved up and he's moved back. He's done it both. And it seems like every year he's
willing
to make trades.
Would you move up to get somebody like Zabel, the offensive lineman, because you're going to need a guard?
I might, but I'm probably going to address guard in free agency. I still like the idea of going after Will Hernandez. But getting an offensive lineman, I'm not opposed to it. If you find a guy that you think can play anywhere along the interior of that offensive line and maybe a future center for when Ragnow decides to retire, I'm not against that at all. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. You can text us as well. We'll get in touch with the people, see what they think. If they were Brad Holmes, what they would do. Move up, stay where you're at, or move back in the draft. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is where you get green and stay green with Natural Way. You want to make sure your grass looks amazing this summer. Well, take those first steps and make sure you call Natural Way right now. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time, you purchase a full-on program. You get free grub control, but you got to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97 on The Ticket. Look, you get green and stay green and save green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month to get the early bird discount. This is great. They'll come out and they'll spray your lawn for grubs and for crabgrass and for all types of stuff that's not beneficial to your yard. In fact, that first application for crabgrass control is the most important because by the time you see crabgrass, if frankly, it's too late to fix that problem. So go ahead, call right now, schedule early, and make sure that you get there because they use fewer chemicals, environmentally sound practices. Their certified applicators and arborists come out and custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. And it's a locally owned company. It's a company that's been around for over 35 years. It's a company I've trusted for nearly a dozen years. I love what Natural Way does to my lawn. It looks fantastic. 100% satisfaction guarantee. In fact, they just came out to my lawn last week. And I already know what I have to work on to make sure that my lawn is going to look great. Give them a call today. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com. All right, so we're talking about ESPN story that mentions some candidates in the NFL draft to trade up or to trade back, and it says it offers up that the Lions should trade up. Go find the edge rusher that they need to complement Aiden Hutchinson and go get him, whether that's Mike Green or Shamar Stewart. Those are the two names they bring up of players that might be available to them in the teens and perhaps in the late teens when you look at both of these guys. And whether you think that's a sound advice or not, I always like being aggressive. If there's a player as a GM, if there's a player that you really, really, really want and you think that they can make that impact, then why not be aggressive and go get him within reason?
That's what they did with J-Mo.
Exactly. But at the same time, if you see a player that you know is going to fall into your lap and you don't anticipate anybody else doing, you can trade back, which is what they did with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Correct.
So both philosophies are out there. Like I said, I don't mind trading up if the right guy is there. If you think there's a big gap between a player that you have to go get and a player that you're going to have to settle for,
right,
then go ahead and do it.
No doubt. Personally, from what I've seen, read, looked at, I don't think there's that much of a difference if you're talking about moving up 12, 13 spots in the middle of the first round. I don't think any of them are going to be game changers right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that yet.
Right.
I mean, look, the idea of Abdul Carter would be amazing, but that's different. Right. That's top of the draft, and that's, as the article says, probably unrealistic. Yes, probably unrealistic. And I know there are still people out there that say, well, trade for Trey Hendrickson. I got it. Okay. That's also probably unrealistic based on salary cap ramifications and repercussions for years to come, though I still think you could do it. It's just probably unrealistic. So it leaves the draft if you're going to go for the edge rusher. Even though I still think the Lions can address it in free agency if you go out and make an offer to Von Miller and see if he wants to come here, or you bring back Za'Darius Smith. I mean, those are still names that are out there, and they're not going to cost you an arm and a leg anymore because we're a couple weeks past the beginning of free agency, and now you get the deals. Now you get the one-year deal for $8 million or the 1 year for $5 million, which is what Aziz Ojulari got. You know, you can find a deal like that for guys that are still out there. But if I signed one of those players, that's not going to stop me from drafting one at 28 because you still need to find that player. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Mike is in Sterling Heights. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Listen, I finally kind of figured out what Brad is trying to do, and by him basically fortifying every other position. You know, the D-back position, he's did a lot of work there. So in the draft, right now, we don't really have to worry about that. The linebackers are pretty solid. The backups in all positions are pretty much there. So if you look at it right now, the offensive's pretty strong. We know we need some help on the offensive line.
Correct.
So basically what we need is we need a starter, man. When we were talking about Garrett, we were talking about Erickson, we were talking about all these guys, they are proven starters. And normally in NFL, normally, not all the time, we need a pick that can flat out start and be a difference maker right now. So when I look at the draft, man, you got some guys there that have a lot of promise. They said it's deep. But we need somebody who's going to make it, man. So at this point, we're not going to have to pay him a lot of money. Okay, we're not.
Yeah,
first four years, we're not.
But what are you going to? What are you willing to give up? I mean, I agree. But do you really believe there's somebody in the middle of the draft that's going to be that much of a difference maker as opposed to somebody at 28 where they're picking?
Yes, and that's the thing about a draft. You never know how things are going to fall.
Correct.
So you're on the phone. You're on the phone, man. Right now, we're just talking about possibilities. And I'm just saying, yes, let's be open to the possibility of somebody dropping.
Right.
And you better believe, and when I'm looking at it, Philadelphia need line help. So we ain't going to sit at 28 and that nobody going to jump us. So we got to take into account that Philly needs a defensive end, and there's some other teams that need defensive ends also. So having said that and looking at that around the league, I think we're in a good position. We haven't spent money. Let's do something. Let's do something, man. We haven't paid for a defensive end in free agency.
No.
We haven't traded for one, and we've given one away. I still don't know why we gave Smith away.
Well, so he hasn't signed anywhere either, so they could bring him back technically.
So, but I do like I say let's go up to the if somebody's dropping, and the phones are ringing everywhere. I'm like going up and get somebody.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Thanks for the call.
And history says Brad Holmes will do that.
Yeah. And look, I mean, there is a price to pay if you're going to move up, obviously. And
right. But you're not going to trade up just to freaking trade up. You're going to trade up, and you believe somebody like he said.
Yeah, but like Mike Green is the guy.
If you think you can get a day one starter, you're sure, and he's going to make some impact. Yeah, then you trade up. If you have questions, he could be really good. He's an upside. No, stay where you are. Don't give up any other draft capital.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text. We've got some text coming in. The Lions are arguably a player or two away from being Super Bowl favorites again. They don't need more assets. They need a game wrecker. One. I agree. They need one game record. I don't know if they have the ability to take that on in a trade. Let's say it's Trey Hendrickson that you think it is. There's the draft capital you got to give up to get it, which would not be as much as perhaps people think. But it's still draft capital. And then of course you have to sign to an extension.
Correct.
And that extension is going to be north of $35 million.
Right.
And you've got Aiden Hutchinson that you have to sign to an extension, which is going to be probably around $40 million. So can you afford that under the cap without losing other players that you want to sign?
You could do it if you wait on Aiden a year and do it. I'm sure they won't, but you'd have Hendrickson, and then you decide, well, you know what, as good as somebody like Kirby Joseph is or whatever, we're going to have to make a decision of a defensive end or a safety, and in that case, you go with the defensive end.
Well, but this is the dilemma that they have because that people aren't realizing. Okay, if you want to bring if you want to have the two big bookend defensive ends, which is great, I'd love to have it too. There's going to be a sacrifice, and it looks like it sounds like they're all in on bringing Kirby Joseph back, and why not? He was one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business last year. But then, what about Brian Branch? Does that mean you're not going to bring Brian Branch back when he comes up for an extension?
Does that mean you let
Jameson Williams walk? Which I probably would, but I'd pick up the fifth-year option. But then the money starts to add up.
Brian, don't forget, based upon what we saw from last year to this year, and I see no reason for it to change, the cap's going to keep going up and up and up. So
right,
that's
but,
why
it goes, but it goes up and up and up for every team in the league.
Correct, but that's why you try to get these guys done early. Do you need to spend, boku bucks on both safeties? Although Branch is a hybrid, so to speak.
Right, we do that, or you just spend it on both on edge rushers. I think you do it on edge rushers.
So do I.
Look, Cincinnati's doing it with wide receivers, which I think is dumb, but let them go ahead and do what they're going to do, and it could cost them Trey Hendrickson, which is stupid because they have no defense there, but whatever. I guess if they think they can score 35 points a game, that's enough to win. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. It will be interesting to see what Brad Holmes decides to do the rest of this offseason. There's still free agency to be had. They're going to add some more or not to the offensive line, to the defensive line. And then, of course, you've got the draft at the end of April, which we all look forward to. But it's different. Last couple of years, lines drafting towards the end of the first round. It's a nice change. It offers different challenges. The obvious players to take aren't there at 28 like they would be at say, 8 or 12 or 2.
Or you just sit there and you
six
know,
or whatever, seven.
You're in the Lions war room. Ooh, he wasn't picked here. Ooh, you know, you sit there because you have a list of guys that you want, and the phone calls are being made, and it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, when you're deep into the draft, and we'll get there in the next several weeks, we'll definitely get there. But then the draft night happens, and you focused in on like a handful of players that you really want. Couple of them are there's no way they're realistic that they're going to slip. It's not going to happen, but you watch anyway. But then there's a couple you're like, you know what? This guy might slip. And then one of those guys starts to slip.
Yeah.
And then you start to get excited.
Next thing you know, you see the guy you want that you think is going to be taken. And next thing you know, you're seeing a picture of a gas mask with a bong on it.
Right, yeah. Which happened right before the draft. The one year. There was one player that I was convinced – he started to slip, and I'm like, you got to get him. You have to get this guy. You've got to get this guy. And it keeps slipping and slipping and slipping. And I'm like, he's right there. You're going to get him. Lions going to get their guy. And it didn't happen. And
was he taken before or?
No, he went well after. And I was so pissed. And then you found out why he slipped. And you understood that there were some off-field issues. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I got it. But Reuben Foster, the linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
From Alabama, and it said the Lions took the linebacker from Florida.
Ernie Sims?
No, not Ernie Sims.
Ernie Sims was Florida State.
Jared Davis.
Jared Davis, yes.
They took Jared Davis instead. And the initial reports on Jared Davis were great teammate. Jared Davis sounded like he'd be a perfect fit for this crew.
Yeah.
Not for, you know, the previous regime that he was drafted under, and he never really panned out with the Lions, right? Reuben Foster was the guy with Alabama's championship teams who looked awesome. Just a heat-seeking missile out there and doing all types of damage. And then you had videos or pictures of him with this entire arsenal of weapons and stuff like that. And people got nervous, and it was off-field stuff, and uh-oh. And he slipped and slipped and went past him. They probably, and to say dodged a bullet might not be the appropriate saying when it came to Reuben Foster.
They were a little gun shy.
Well, and perhaps rightfully so. But that was the guy that I identified. Saw, oh, there he is. And I feel like Mike Green is going to be that player this year for Lions fans.
They're having their pro day today.
Are they? So this guy is he's blown up in the offseason before the combine, and now the combine comes and goes, and everybody's talking about Mike Green, defensive lineman. That this is a can't miss player. You got to take him. And, okay, all right, fair enough. Mike Green, from the edge rusher from Marshall. Is it possible that he's going to slip and that you start watching his draft and it's you're at 18, he's not taken. You're at 22, he's not taken. At what point are you like, I see the guy, sure, it's possible he slips to 28, but you have to make the decision to move up.
But then you're also thinking, okay, why is he slipping?
Yes.
You know?
Well, sometimes things happen. There's a run on wide receivers. There's a run on offensive line.
Did nobody go to his birthday party? Right, I mean,
exactly. And all the cliches. But it happens. It absolutely happens. 248-539-9797. Tony is in Madison Heights. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. I got a champ and a chump and a credit to give to Stoney.
Oh, boy.
The champ is, it all matches in. The champ, of course, is Michigan State basketball. The chump is Red Wings hockey. And the credit to Stoney is last night when he was talking to Dan Miller, he came up with a real good one, which was, you got a champ and a chump, and it's you got March Madness and March Sadness.
That's right.
Yes, because of the stats, the last 3 years in the month of March, the Detroit Red Wings, and I thank Dan Miller for the stat, 39 games And they've come up with 23 out of a possible 78 points, including eight regulation wins.
So keep up the good work, Stoney. And did you sleep at all between gigs?
Yes, I did. That's not like I had to do the morning show. But yes, we were alive last night because of the Michigan State game.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
He'll be here all week.
That's right. Tip your bartenders, too.
Yes. Are you okay? You're okay today? You're able to hang on?
I'm good.
Okay. Good. Want to make sure.
Yes.
Because I probably went to bed around the same time.
Yes. It's so funny. I was going to tell him when he gets here. I assume when I was driving home from Fox 2, I was listening to the Michigan State postgame show. And they did. I give them credit. They did the press conference live. And, of course, you have to announce who you're from before you answer the question.
Right.
Rico Beard, 97 on the ticket.
Oh, so Rico made it.
Yes, he did. Well, I knew he made it for Sunday.
Well, I knew it. Well, I wasn't sure he was going to go with Sunday. He left it with us on Friday.
Oh, okay.
But he did go. So that's good for Rico.
They sent the chopper for him. Remember he said
helicopter. Yeah, I said. I said, what am I going to find Alan Haller's, private chopper or whatever.
Yeah. So how's he going to – so he's obviously can't go on Friday. Unless he does the show from Atlanta.
You never know.
I know.
You never know. Or just takes the day off. Who knows what happens there. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. As far as this idea, do you trade up? Do you trade back? Got some more ticket texts coming in. The linebacker room is subpar. Make a bold move. I don't think I would call the linebacker room subpar, but you have to question the depth at this point because of injuries. Rodriguez is coming back from an injury. Derek Barnes is coming back from an injury.
Right. You got Derek Barnes. You got Anzalone
broke his arm, but he's back seemingly. And now you have Jack Campbell. The one that's unhampered, and knock on wood, it stays that way. But interesting. The linebacker room is subpar. Make a bold move, he says. I like Jihad Campbell a lot, and I think he can play him in all bunch of different places out there, whether it's a defensive end, edge rusher, or as a linebacker. He's more than just a pass rusher. He can drop into coverage.
Mm-hmm.
He's good against the run. And I'm curious to see if that's
Name. Are they allowed to have more than one Jay Campbell on their linebacking core?
I think when your head coach is Dan Campbell, you can't have too many Campbell.
Right. He would make the Jay Campbell Lions all Jay Campbell team along with former wide receiver Jeff Campbell.
Wow. Well done. Is he 87?
Yes.
Before Johnny Morton.
Very good.
Look at that.
From Colorado, if I'm not mistaken.
Holmes will trade to 12 for an Alabama player, as always. Okay.
Gibbs has worked out. Branch has worked out as far as Alabama players.
Yep.
Terry and Arnold, jury's still out.
If he's going to trade up to 12 for an Alabama player, would that be, I'm going to guess that would be not for a defensive end, but that would be for Tyler Booker, the offensive guard. He's a number one rated guard in the draft by Scouts, Inc. I could see that happening. Or, like I said, for
Jihad Campbell, yeah.
I could see that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll talk Lions. We've talked about the NCAA tournament. We'll bring up the question again for Michigan and Michigan State fans. Those didn't hear it in the first part of the show. Kind of interesting debate about, which side, what are you looking for? If you get past your opponent, who do you want to face on Sunday? Does Michigan State, the Spartan fans, they want to face Michigan, or would they rather face Auburn? And if you're Michigan, do you want to see Michigan State, or do you want to see Ole Miss? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. This is 97.1, the ticket. Well, spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are really hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for only $159 a month. That's right, just $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with maybe a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. And here's the best part. Both offers are with just $999 down. That includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you'll need to act fast because these deals are not going to last long. So why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You're going to see for yourself why they're known for making car buying such a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. And together, let's drive. So today is apparently, Kang, I got this right? Today is Oberon Day?
Yeah, I believe so. I know you're a big Oberon guy, right?
Yeah, Bell's Oberon. Beer brew from Bell's Brewery out there in the west side of the state in Kalamazoo.
I think there's an exact time for Oberon Day, too. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So it's Monday, March 24th, 2025, 11 a.m. Eastern. So we're an hour and 47 minutes into Oberon Day.
Oh, it's 11 a.m. Got to get there before noon.
We missed it.
Well,
it doesn't feel like an Oberon Day, man. You look outside, you're like, do you still do it? Is it a mindset or do you wait till? Because we had fake spring like last week. Totally right. Fooled us.
Yeah, it was fake. And it looks like the early showings and the 10-day forecast for opening day for the Tigers next week. For the home opener, it looks like it's going to be like 60 and sunny, which that is Oberon weather. I think you get to a point, and it's just the time of the year that you're just ready for it. You know, the weather does need to be a little nicer. Like switching over from bourbon to tequila. Like I don't really drink bourbon in the summertime. Fall comes around and you make that switch. I'm a tequila guy. But I like bourbon too, and I'll make that switch somewhere in the fall.
See, I think bourbon's more, I don't know, of a, because I'm starting to, you know, everybody knows my, you know, passion for Bloody Marys. It's starting to fade a little bit. I'm now turning into a big old fashioned guy.
Oh,
with old fashioned, yeah, old fashioned with extra cherries. Yeah, that's why I order it.
Fair enough.
And that's like an anytime drink, but it's more to me. Tequila is. This is not an outside drink as much.
Not an outside drink?
Not as much for me, personally.
Like you don't think tequila is summer?
No, I don't. I think of just, see, but my definition of tequila
yeah.
is shots. And I do.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I mean,
sure. Well, I shouldn't say it's a problem. Taste like throw and drink it how you want to drink
it. Yeah, I like sometimes, you know, sipping it, you know, chill.
Yeah. The good tequila is that you could do that with. But, yeah. But you're not like a margarita guy or
no.
use a mixer or anything?
No.
Wow. Surprised.
No, for summer, it's...
I know your summer drink is great.
Yes, the vodka lemonade.
Yes, but it's with...
Orange vodka.
The orange vodka and lemonade?
Yes.
Delicious.
Or when it comes to beer, people make fun of it. I don't care. I'm a big summer shandy.
I love summer shandy. Love summer shandy. I love Oberon.
And also, Soft Parade by Shorts. Love it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, you know, turning your man card with fruity beers. You know what I say to that? F you.
Oh.
I like my fruity beers, damn it.
I do too. I drink a lot of stuff. I try anything. I don't drink a ton. Like, I don't, like, volume wise, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not somebody who's going to go out there and have 7-8 beers in a sitting.
I don't understand how people do that.
I used to. I definitely used to be that guy.
It
but
fills
I'm
not, me up too much.
Boy, did I used to be that guy. But I'm not that guy anymore. Now it's like I'll have a few drinks and, you know, that's it. I'm fine.
Yeah. You keep the genie in the bottle.
I keep the genie in the bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No more keg stand, Gator. Those days are done.
I haven't done a keg stand since
those days are
2007.
Done. Right?
Yeah.
I remember.
I remember the party I did it at. Yeah.
It's been a while. Got wild, man.
It did. Things got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Do the kids today, I should actually ask my own children. But when I was in college, we used to have the grain alcohol punch.
Oh,
like
yeah.
At house parties within a trash can and things like that. They still do that?
I think they do. I forget what it's called or what they would call it. But I remember that. Very, very much so. See, my best friend went to Syracuse and was at a fraternity party that he belonged to, a fraternity. And we went to the party and they had a big thing mixed up with that. But you gotta be careful with that. This is part of what college is about, is about learning not just books, but learning also what your limitations are.
Correct.
And you need to, like, if you see one of these drinks with the grain alcohol and you don't know what it's about.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Next thing you know, you're on the floor because you don't taste it when it's mixed properly.
Correct.
And you gotta be real careful with that stuff. Mm-hmm. But Oberon, I think there just comes a time when you're just ready to make that switch. But Kang, yeah, to your point, I kind of feel like having a gloomy day like today is not scream, I need an Oberon,
no.
With a fruit, the beer, give you a little slice of orange too with it, which I normally don't take. I'm like, I don't need the fruit on it. Just give me the beer. Yeah. Yeah, probably not. It's
not going to do it today.
Not in my mind
ready
right
yet?
Now.
No.
No, but like opening day for the Tigers, I mean, Oberon will be flowing. It'll be everywhere downtown, I'm sure.
That's one of the, I mean, it's still an absolute holiday in this area. I don't care what the Tigers are looking to, you know, what the forecast for them as a team is. That day is a party.
It's certainly better
now
the team this year than it was last year.
But there's injuries piling up too. And yeah, I know you guys are going to get to that too a little bit later. But that's the ultimate day drinking, you know, for this town is Tigers opening, home opener, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the home opener because they start Thursday in Los Angeles. Well, they're going to San Francisco now to play
a couple preseason games,
and then they get the day off, and they have the opener against Los Angeles, the opening
Blake
series.
Blake Snell will be pitching. It'll be Scooble against Snell.
On national
TV. Two lefties. ESPN, whole deal.
And then you got Seattle, and then they come back home for the opener.
You got Manuel Margot. I'm ready for him, man.
Yeah, we'll get into some Tiger stuff at 105 here.
There's a big bat.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there aren't big bats out there, so what are you going to do at this point other than wait for later in the season and to go acquire one? But we'll see what they do, because I don't imagine teams are eager to trade players right now of any substance.
No.
I want to see the season play itself out. We'll get there. Ticket text is available as well at 248-539-9797. We got Champ and Chump going on today, brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights.
I just got my new car from Sterling Heights.
Nice.
Yes. The Equinox.
You went with the Equinox. Very good.
Equinox, yes.
So, Champ, Roddy Gale Jr., accused of being an OSU double agent, then saves Michigan's season. Chump, Stevie Y. Yeah, Steve Yzerman, the last 13 games of the season.
Yes.
They don't look good for the Red Wings.
No.
Based on the track record from the prior, like, 15 games they've played and who they have to play, they only have, I think, two games against teams that they're in the chase with right now for the final spot. You've got the final wild card spot is 5 points away. So that's literally, like, three wins that they have to have in order to get to there. Then you've got the 13 games. So, Stoney, by my math, I think they have to go at least 9-4 in these 13 games.
I'm not even looking at the math. They're not getting in. They just don't play good enough. I mean, it's so basic, but they're soft still. Their goaltending's not real good. Their defense isn't good. They have a few very skilled offensive players who've played well, and that's it. And it's very frustrating. And we got all excited with, you know, play effing hockey and all that. They're just a mediocre to bad hockey team
They need to go back and look at those two. It's not just one. It's 2 7-game win streaks where they were playing effing hockey. What's the difference? Apparently, they're not playing effing hockey anymore. Doing the little thing. At least this is what McClellan is saying. They're not doing the things that they were doing before.
No, and look, they've had a couple of games, like the Ottawa game where they played really well and Omar just stole a game. Oh, why couldn't the Red Wings have gotten him in the offseason? But that's a whole different... Look, Yzerman should be under scrutiny, and I don't think Chris Ilitch is going to fire him, but something has to happen. They don't make the playoffs, which they're not, okay? So at the end of this season, Chris Ilitch has to tell us, Stevie, he says, listen, here's the deal. You got to change your pro scouting department because that blows. And I know it's all on Yzerman because he's the man in charge. But what they've been able to do, I should say not do, in free agency and trades over Yzerman's tenure is a disgrace.
Well, I don't like the players that they've acquired for the most part. And there's a couple of players that have panned out that they've acquired, like DeBrincat. And I think the Patrick Kane thing was there was no risk in giving him the contract. And I thought that was great when they did the first time around. Second, bringing him back this year, I didn't have a huge problem bringing him back because he's been performing. He's a really good player, still a really good player. But there are too many contracts that they had given out to guys that haven't performed. And I'm with you, Stoney, to a point. I don't know if there's going to be I can't imagine there's going to be an ultimatum set to him. But for me personally, if I'm already giving up on the postseason, which I'm pretty damn close to it, because like I said, I think you got to win at least 9 games in the last 13 to even have a chance, and I don't think that's realistic. So in the offseason, I think they got to make a big splash. They've got money to spend. They've got space to go get somebody, whether it's through free agency or it's through a trade. You know, you've got a brand new arena, basically, that has yet to see playoff hockey.
Correct.
That people are dying for. You've got a fan base here that's dying to see a winner. And I think that the opportunity is there for them to go out and make a splash move.
5 more home games, no fees. Get your tickets now.
But what are they supposed to do? Of course they're going to, you know, they got 5 games left.
I know. I'm very frustrated.
Well, you sound very frustrated.
Yes, exactly.
You sound very
I'm pissed.
Frustrated. Oh, fair enough.
Man, you need an Oberon Gator.
I think he does. Maybe a couple Oberons.
Well, he is a Bloody Mary guy, too, though.
He is.
Stone is a huge Bloody Mary guy.
How do you feel about the orange juice and beer? Tomato juice and beer.
Tomato juice and beer?
Yep.
Together?
Yep.
Oh, there is a...
Enchilada?
No, I don't like that.
That was a terrible, trust me.
No.
Don't let Doug talk you into it.
No.
It's the worst thing ever.
Tomato juice is good by itself.
It's even better when you throw vodka or tequila in it.
Yes, absolutely.
Champ, Western Michigan Bronco hockey overcomes a 3-goal deficit to start the third period and win the NCHC playoffs in double OT.
You talk about rivalries. Costa's going to the Frozen Four, and he said he'll be pissed if he has to watch Western Michigan.
Well, he's a Central guy.
I know.
Yeah.
But Central doesn't even have a hockey team, do they?
I don't think they do, but it doesn't matter. It's Western. You don't want Western to succeed if you're a Chip.
I know.
Chump Detroit Red Wings, El Stinko. Yeah.
By the way, my champ and chump was Roddy Gale for the champ. The chump was Sean Miller. Scumbag. Goes from Xavier to Arizona. Gets fired at Arizona because he broke rules and paid players and had his victories forfeited. His former school decides to do a nice thing and give him a gig, a place to rebound. He does a decent job there, and then, boom, he goes to Texas. Sean Miller.
My champ and chump, Adam Nightgale, Michigan State's hockey coach. Back-to-back years, they win the Big Ten and the Big Ten tournament, and now they're getting ready for Cornell in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. My chump, the Red Wings. I mean, enough said. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. We'll talk some Tigers next year, 97.1, the ticket.